Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, August 12, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, a second day of rioting took place in Ferguson, Missouri. This is all in the wake of the fatal shooting of unarmed teen Michael Brown by police over the weekend. Now, the video that we're seeing out of St. Louis shows what is being described by local police as a war zone, and cops in riot gear have attempted to shut down the entire town in scenes that resemble martial law. Now, hundreds of protesters were outside the Quick Trip store, which is directly involved in this fatal shooting. The store was looted and set fire to on Monday night. And we're seeing SWAT vehicles, LRAD sound cannons, dogs, tear gas, smoke grenades, all of this on show as police in full riot gear are marching down the highway, shooting rubber bullets at demonstrators. Now, this video was shot by Antonio French, who is actually the alderman of the 21st Ward. He's a local official there. And at one point in the video, we see police pointing their weapons directly at French, ordering him to leave. And according to French, police have attempted to shut down the whole town in order to prevent the media from documenting events. And another photographer on scene confirmed that he, too, was threatened with arrest and ordered to leave the scene. So police are obviously trying to really control the situation there, make sure the media doesn't spin this story in a way that sheds a light on them that they're not wanting. But the police are continuing to assert that Michael Brown was unarmed. He was shot dead after struggling with police, and they say he attempted to seize an officer's gun. However, eyewitnesses say that Brown did not try to enter a police vehicle and was holding his arms up in surrender during the incident. That's why you'll see a lot of the protesters walking around with their arms raised saying, "Stop, don't shoot." Now, police say they aren't going to be releasing the name of the officer who was involved due to death threats, but there are already rumors swirling around on Facebook of who the police officer was who was involved in this shooting. They're releasing his children's names, but the police are saying this is not even the appropriate person. So, of course, that's quite frightening considering how quickly this whole situation has descended into chaos. It's just a real testament to how quickly America itself could descend into chaos practically overnight. This all happened in St. Louis in a matter of hours. Now, scores of businesses, of course, have fallen victim to the looting, out-of-control rioters as well Sunday night. But a couple of stores weren't harmed in this. They went without incident. Now, St. Louis Ink Tattoo Studio and Country Guns, they share a storefront, and nobody is going to be robbing those stores anytime soon. Owners Mike Gutierrez and Adam Weinstein, they posted up outside of their businesses armed with assault rifles, pistols, tactical vests, and a rifle. They were peacefully sitting outside of their business, and it turns out that when looters come face to face with someone who's willing to protect their private property, they will move along and choose a safer target. And we got Adam Weinstein's take of the situation on the Alex Jones Show today.
The media reported that you guys stood out front the business with your AR-15s and that the looters went on by. Is it accurate to say, kind of like the Koreans and the famous L.A. riots, that the fact that you were there and armed may have stopped looting of your business?
I truly believe that if we had not been out there, whether armed or not armed, I personally believe that that is a deterrent. But I believe that if we hadn't been out there, they would have looted and destroyed that entire strip mall where there's probably a dozen businesses, and not one of them were touched except for the Dollar General, which happens to be detached from the strip mall.
Now, the mayor says that people have been coming in from other towns to take part in the rioting and the looting. He says that once the vigil dispersed, the people who showed up saw their numbers and they got really brave. And then people started driving in from other areas to steal stuff. A lot of the people aren't even from our town, but they came in and stole from our businesses and left our town in ruins and made it look like there are racial tensions here that simply aren't what they made them out to be. Such a shame that we have people with an axe to grind coming here to grind it. And then the mayor goes on to say his town is being targeted by outsiders. There are instances where hackers actually hacked into the city's email system demanding action. They crashed the system there. And also people were on Twitter calling for the riots and the looting to take place in white neighborhoods when this really wasn't a black versus white issue. The people there are saying, why don't we go and loot these white neighborhoods? That's the exact same thing we saw during the Trayvon Martin trial, the whole incident. Zimmerman, of course, was called white at the first instance there on the media, which he was not. But people were calling to go riot and loot in white neighborhoods. And, of course, race baiter Al Sharpton never sees a situation where he can't exploit. He is in St. Louis today as well, basically just fueling this racial fire, this racial tension. But that's what they do, is they want to get people fired up about the racial tensions, divide the country on this issue rather than uniting these people in this neighborhood, uniting the country to stand up against an increasingly violent police here in America, over militarization of the police force. That is the real issue. Corrupt cops shooting people. And that's what this is all about. But of course, while we're witnessing the collapse of society, while the world is on fire, Obama celebrates with not one, but two games of golf. This headline from the Washington Post reads, Obama vacations as the world burns. So the media finally gets it right. The president is, of course, on a two-week vacation. He left immediately for Martha's Vineyard following his announcement of U.S. airstrikes on Iraq. This article says the president's got to play his golf games to just put the world out of his mind, just leave it all behind, the perils of the presidency. Kind of reminds me of Captain America, how the president can just play golf so calmly while the world is erupting into chaos. Captain America, the globalists, are up there in their high tower sipping champagne, actually toasting to the world descending into chaos, because it is a chaos that they created. And why did they create this chaos worldwide? Because then people will beg them for the new world order. And that is why I feel President Obama can allow photo ops of his golf games while we're seeing riots and looting in Ferguson, Missouri, cops shooting at peaceful protesters, mind you. Yeah, we have the people rioting and looting, but there were also peaceful protests taking place in other parts of the city. So while all this is going on, the borders are wide open. We've got airstrikes on Iraq, Ukraine, Syria, Gaza. Obama is playing not one, but two games of golf. Now, earlier we heard from a store owner who protected his property by exercising his Second Amendment right. Now we're going to be speaking with an eyewitness who says he had his First Amendment right violated while he was protesting police violence. All right, Adrian Hubbard, well, thank you for joining us. You're just outside of St. Louis, Missouri, and you were actually there at the vigil being held for Michael Brown. You said it was a nice, peaceful vigil. Things sort of escalated from there. Describe that day.
It started out as a peaceful vigil. Everybody got up. They spoke their feelings, spoke their thoughts. And, I mean, it was nice and peaceful. The police was out there, of course, you know, and they weren't posing any threat to anyone. They were just out there just making sure everything was, you know, as peaceful. And I say within 2 hours of the start of the vigil, there was a call went out over the radios, and all of a sudden we just saw cops scattering everywhere. It was like, what's going on? And next thing you know, we saw sirens, we saw fire trucks and ambulance leave from the Ferguson Police Department. And that's when we figured out that the Quick Trip was being looted. People busted out the windows, ripped the ATM machines out, just taking whatever wasn't bolted down, basically. And it's like, it was all pandemonium from then on. I mean, just straight pandemonium. And we all left the vigil. And I drove over to where the site of the rioting was. And what I can describe there had to be something out of a movie. And it was like just total chaos. The traffic was standstill. It was bumper to bumper. Just anywhere that you look, they had a business. Best believe people were breaking windows, taking whatever they wanted. it was something out of a movie. Like, it was very surreal. I couldn't believe it myself. From the quick trip on down back towards Walmart, everything was just total chaos.
So was the city, the city was shut down at this point, or?
At this point, in that part of the neighborhood, yes. I mean, just shut down. Police was, like, everywhere. They couldn't stop everybody, and I don't even think they were trying to stop people. They were just going to, like, the Walmart, the Quick Trip, the center of, like, the most concentrated areas where people were at and the most chaos. But, like, the other businesses, there was this tire and rim shop named Zisser, and people were just busting out the windows, taking anything that wasn't bolted down. They were taking rims, tires, whatever they could. There was a mobile mart at the corner. They were busting in and out of that. They were just doing whatever they wanted to. It was free reign. And it was total chaos.
Now, do you agree with the mayor who said that there were people coming in from other towns to partake in this looting and the rioting, you know, stealing from businesses?
I'm pretty sure they were, because East St. Louis is just a stone's throw from where we were at. And it's right across the river, you know, and there's nothing to get from East St. Louis to North City in St. Louis. Not North City, but North County.
Right. Yeah, I've driven that myself. Now, Michael was shot early in the morning. The vigil took place later in the day. How quickly would you say that all of this escalated?
Mike was shot around 10 that morning. The vigil wasn't held until around 6, into the evening. The riots just escalated from whatever vigil they had over there at the apartment complex where he was at, where he got killed at. And Quickchurch is a block from there, at least a block and a half from there. And all of that is sparked, like, without warning. It just sparked without warning. Like, it was so rapid. It had to be within, oh, my God, about an hour and a half.
Now, the mayor was also saying, and people there mentioning, that this wasn't about racial tensions within the community, where a lot of people on Twitter and stuff are calling for these riots and everything to go to white neighborhoods and to take it, you know, out of, basically saying, take it out of our community. But, you know, I didn't just see black people partaking in these riots and protests, and that it wasn't just black faces there at the vigil. Is the mayor correct that this isn't about racial tensions there in your community?
It's more about civilian and police relations. Ferguson police have a notorious track record for just not going by the books with their police practices. And, I mean, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Latino, and like I said, Ferguson neighborhood is very diverse. It's not just one race neighborhood or anything like that. But the police practices over there, they're not lawful, I should say. They're not lawful. And they have a notorious track record out there. And the people, it wasn't even about race. They were just fed up with the bull, you know. They were just fed up with the bull from the police. And it right there, that shooting, it was like a pimple that had just popped, and the rioting was the pus that was coming out. Everything was bubbling underneath the surface. So with this narrative that's out there that, oh, it was black, the urban neighborhood against the white cops, it wasn't totally about that. People were just fed up. And I know people across the country is fed up with the unlawful police brutalities and murders, and they're just getting away with it. This is not how it's supposed to be at all. The police they have a job to serve and protect us. Serve and protect us. Protection went out the window. Serving us, non-existent. I mean, if you want to know what a license to kill look like, look at the police badge. Because basically, that's what it is.
Wow. Well, absolutely. I don't know if rioting and looting is the way to do that. It almost justifies the police being in full riot gear. But we'll see if this, what's taking place in St. Louis today, will be the...
I have a theory about that. Like, not saying what they did was right, because that's not the way to go about it. but these places have insurance. All right, this stuff is replaceable with insurance. But at the same time, you start these riots, and it causes businesses to move out of the area. So now you're costing the city money, the city of Ferguson money now.
Right, exactly. And you're basically destroying the community that, you know, you're wanting to protect. You're basically destroying your own infrastructure, taking businesses out of there, taking jobs out of that community. So you're almost, you know, shooting yourself in the foot, to use that analogy. But again, it doesn't justify police violence. And of course, what we're seeing happening in Missouri is going to start bubbling up all across the country now. People are fed up with this festering boil that is the corrupt police force. Well, Adrian, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome, Leanne.
We'll talk to you soon. So what we're seeing happening in Ferguson, Missouri could literally happen anywhere in the country. People are finally fed up. They're sick and tired of corrupt cops beating them and shooting them and then covering up their actions, getting away with murder. And they know that this is coming. They know civil unrest is coming. That's why we're seeing federal agencies arming themselves to the teeth. And the Pentagon is studying the tipping point for societal unrest on social media, because they know if we allow this festering top-down corruption to continue to be the guiding force of this nation, civil unrest is on its way. Now, coming up, Alex Jones is going to break down the mystery surrounding the death of actor Robin Williams. And then, it's not just illegal aliens you got to worry about taking your jobs, it's robots also. And then, we've got some breaking Bitcoin developments coming up next.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Secure your fluoride shield at InfoWarsLife.com today.
And welcome back to InfoWars Nightly News and extended coverage tonight. I want to look at the tragic death, apparently by suicide, of Robin Williams. Earlier today, the L.A. Police Department came out and said that the four-time Oscar nominee, it appears, did commit suicide by hanging himself with his belt. And this is a true tragedy on so many fronts because it reminds us of other people, not just famous people, but other people that we know who've committed suicide. It's so tragically sad. He'd made hundreds of millions of dollars in his career in over 100 films, been the star of hit TV shows. But recently he'd been having money troubles, and Fox News and others reported that he had felt like that his career was waning. Well, why would you kill yourself just because you were 60-something years old and had had drug problems in the past and were depressed? It is such a sad story we've seen over and over again, the huge amount of suicides that take place in Hollywood. It shows that money and fame will not bring you happiness. But I personally like Robin Williams, and so it is a sad day indeed, despite the fact that I didn't even agree with his politics. But at the same time, we have to look at the fact that it could have been the treatments that he was receiving that contributed to this. Now, we don't have any evidence that he was on psychotropic drugs or any other type of prescription medication. But many of the clinics out there in America, in fact, around half of them, I looked it up today, do treat illegal drug addiction with prescription drugs. And when Whitney Houston died a few years ago, tragically, another great talent that left us too early. Whenever that happened, I said day one, hey, was she on prescription drugs? Was she on psychotropics? And it turned out she was indeed on those, and it clearly contributed to what happened to her in that bathtub. So no one is asking that question. When there's a mass shooting or when someone else commits suicide, was he on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor? Because it's on the inserts of the entire family of drugs that one of the main things it causes as a side effect is megalomania, people blacking out, people committing suicide, people murdering other folks. This is something I think that needs to be looked at. But what I do know is Hollywood. I've had a chance to see the inside of it many times. It is the most empty, unhappy, worldly, fake system you can imagine. And I personally feel empty when I am physically in Los Angeles. I don't know if it's environmental, spiritual, I don't know what it is. But a lot of other people tell me they feel the same thing. I don't feel bad in San Diego or San Francisco or Santa Cruz or Santa Rosa. I feel great. Has a great vibe overall. It's Los Angeles and that area. Is it the smog getting caught by the mountains? I don't know. Again, we're only speculating here tonight, but that's important to do because if we don't ask those questions, we'll never get answers. And nine times out of ten, I really can't think of a case of where one of these Hollywood people commit suicide that they weren't on prescription drugs of some type. So the very same system that wants to lock people up if they get caught using marijuana or if they get caught using mushrooms that scores of studies show help snap a lot of people out of depression, and that a lot of medicine men across Nordic cultures, Mesoamerican cultures, said would get you out of depression, why that'll land you 5 years in federal prison if you get caught with psychotropics that are natural. But they can push their synthetic, toxic psychotropics all day long. And to be clear, I'm not endorsing illegal psychotropics, things like mushrooms and ayahuasca. I'm simply going off the studies that are out there, despite the fact that I've never taken things like ayahuasca. The studies are legion, and we've put some of those on screen. So what InfoWars.com is really all about, and the radio show and the nightly news, is about looking at these tragedies and not just saying, oh, it's so sad that Robin Williams is dead. It's about saying, yeah, it's sad he's dead, but let's try to learn from his experience, find out what happened, and then use his tragic death, because he's a celebrity, as a way to help others become informed and realize that statistically and psychologically, it's well known that if you'll go out and help others, if you'll go out and exercise, if you'll go out and get involved in your community, that's the biggest booster to getting away from depression and getting out of the blues that exist anywhere. Because we're designed to care about each other and to try to build a better community. Imagine if he would have dedicated his life to exposing the fact that Gardasil vaccine on record is killing so many young women that take it. Imagine if Robin Williams would have found out about fluoride causing depression and lower IQ and cancer. in the major Harvard studies and others, that may have been what contributed to a lot of his neurological problems. We know it's contributed to tens of millions of Americans' problems. What if he would have gotten into discovering the larger issues in our world instead of worrying about the fact that he'd only made $100+ million in his career and didn't feel like his star was rising anymore? I want to be clear. I don't think it's bad to celebrate the life of Robin Williams, because we're celebrating laughter, we're celebrating Patch Adams, we're celebrating the human condition and the fact that we can improve ourselves and make our civilization and our world better. But at the same time, it's important to reach out to people that are thinking about committing suicide and to let them know there are alternatives to Big Pharma and the establishment head shrinkers that are out there. And there are some great psychologists out there. There's some great therapists. But overall, statistically, they don't get the same results as primitive cultures were able to do by simply giving people a society and a tribal structure that made them feel like they belong. Humanity in our society is in a crisis, and all the numbers show that. And the more we have death education in schools, the more we have anti-suicide teaching in schools, the more suicides we see happening, because that option more and more is being put on the table. But regardless, we can say this: rest in peace, Robin Williams. Now, shifting gears from the tragic death by suicide of Robin Williams, we look at another attempt to end the age of humans and usher in the age of the machines by the technocrats. Three articles today of hundreds where the Google driverless cars and the face scanning AI systems are going into place. CNBC reports robots invade hotels. The Starwood hotel chain and others are going to have a robot that delivers you a towel or toothpaste or shaving cream instead of a human. Really, all it is a remote control conveyor belt, so that a video camera system can come into your hotel room and basically surveil you. So we have this idea that it's more privacy having a robot around. The truth is, it's humans that are controlling those robots. Moving on to the next story out of the Associated Press, robots guide knights at the museum at Tate Britain. So now we won't have humans that give you a tour, and so you get their unique perspective and can ask them real questions. No. The hottest thing is a robot. And finally, there's a report out of The Week magazine. The laser-armed drone could blow fighter jets out of the sky. And now they say, that's right, no more fighter jets. We're going to get rid of humans and fighter jets altogether, which the Pentagon had announced decades ago was the plan by 2020. But they're now announcing to the slaves. And as the CNBC report gets into, there was a University of Oxford report and a Pew Research report saying that humans are at risk of having their jobs replaced by robots. The architecture is being designed by the technocrats to replace us, ladies and gentlemen. The good news is even the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And so even though they use iPhones and these apps to track us and control us, look at how apps are freeing people with systems like Uber to allow people to be taxi drivers outside of regulations or outside of bureaucracy, and the numbers are coming in. They're quicker and safer and have better ratings than the old cab guilds with a bunch of arrogant, aggressive, illegal aliens on average that basically get mad at you if you don't give them a big enough tip, and who run the meter on their patrons. Competition is being brought to the marketplace by a lot of this computerization. The problem is the globalists are trying to work the architecture with Trojan horses to dehumanize. We've got to continue as humans voting with our dollars and our choices to try to support the areas of the internet and the technocracy that are human empowering to have a revolution inside the technotronic matrix. And finally tonight, speaking of technological revolution, we're going to be discussing a new development in the Bitcoin revolution. that the Federal Reserve has openly said threatens the entire, quote, dollar system. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars is now going to be accepting Bitcoin at InfoWarsStore.com and also over the telephone when folks call our toll-free number, 888-253-3139. Listeners first began telling me about Bitcoin 4 years ago. Many of them learned about Bitcoin as well from news stories we ran on the site. I thought it was interesting because it was a cryptocurrency. It would directly challenge the private IMF and World Bank that own and control the private Federal Reserve with its own fiat system that only enriches the banking families that set it up in 1913. So anything that is a threat to that, I like it. Anything that brings competition to that, I like it. I like the idea of state banks. I like the idea of gold-backed currencies, of partially backed gold currencies, of fiat cryptocurrencies. I like the idea of competition. Now, that said, I've waited 4 years before getting involved in it because I wanted to see that it was successful first. Because a lot of times, the first experiment doesn't go as well as the second, third, fourth, or fifth. So I didn't want to get involved in something until a lot of the bumps had been worked out of it. And there still may be some bugs and kinks in the system with Bitcoin, but I believe its revolution now is truly historical. You have voted with your dollars going into Bitcoin. It is now becoming a dominant crypto digital currency, spawning scores of other currencies, and clearly is causing a renaissance when it comes to the way we buy and sell online. It's bringing a lot of new privacy. It's bringing a lot of innovation and new ideas to regional currencies, city currencies, neighborhood currencies, whether they be paper, whether they be metal-backed, whether they be technologically backed, whether they be cryptographically backed. It is so exciting that InfoWarsStore.com is now officially tonight launching the acceptance of Bitcoin. And again, I wanted to be able to non-biasedly analyze it, talk to some of the top experts out there on it, like Max Keiser, and when in Rome, do as the Romans do. It has defeated a lot of attempts by the globalists to bring it down. It has defeated a lot of attempts by the feds to bring it down. It has defeated a lot of attempts to sabotage it. It has come back from four or five big crashes. I still think if people are going to use it, it shouldn't be more than a few percentage points of your investment. That way you're diversified. That's my personal opinion because we've seen such demonization of it by the globalists and by the feds. But here are some of the articles breaking it down. Who accepts Bitcoin as payment list of companies, stores, and shops? WordPress, Overstock, Amazon, Target, CVS, Subway, Victoria's Secret, and to just name a few. So there is that list. And now that it's gotten easier to use, very safe to use, in many cases safer than credit cards and other things I've seen in the statistics, we are now accepting Bitcoin at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll soon be accepting it for PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars Nightly News memberships. And again, we do accept it over the phone. Here are some of the other articles dealing with who is now accepting it. Dell gets a positive Bitcoin response after accepting it earlier this month. U.S. agencies to say Bitcoin offers legitimate benefits. That's right, and courts have ruled it's a legitimate currency. Paranoia muddles media's view of Bitcoin's potential. Again, now we almost need it to succeed so they can't demonize future cryptocurrencies. Lake Tahoe property sells for $1.6 million in Bitcoins. Why Bitcoin matters, a good New York Times article on that. Financial gurus proclaim Bitcoin the next gold rush. There is still time to get on board. Again, there's also a lot of hype in there, so that's what I tend to watch. Top 10 Bitcoin merchant sites. Another story breaking that down. Now, 190 countries are now moving into Bitcoin, so it's a global phenomenon. Now, here's the other side of the coin. Beware of Bitcoin, U.S. Consumer Agency warns. Digital currency such as Bitcoin carry significant risk, feds warn, Miami Herald. U.S. watchdog calls Bitcoin Wild West of finance. Well, you know what? I like the Wild West as long as people have been warned about it. All over the world, the globalists are moving to do bail-ins and steal large sections of people's private bank accounts after taxes. All over the world, they're raiding public and private pension funds. All over the world, the globalists are devaluing the dollar and other global currencies, the yen and the yuan and others. And so the reason Bitcoin is rising more than anything is because the globalists have been using the fact that they control a fiat currency to give themselves hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, hundreds of trillions of dollars. Some numbers are as high as 1.5 quadrillion since the banker bailout in 2008. They've been giving themselves all this money, which then devalues it when we get it second, third, fourth, fifth hand, causing inflation. And so the globalists are causing the end of their own system, and they want to come out with a global SDR backed by carbon taxes paid to them at the IMF and World Bank. That's the public plan. $100 trillion per decade tax. So compared to the new system they're planning to bring in on the ashes of their old one, Bitcoin is wonderful. That said, watch your six, ladies and gentlemen. It's safe to use in basic commerce, undoubtedly. But if you're a big holder of it and a speculator in it, I think you're asking for your butt to get burned. There are a lot of Bitcoin millionaires, maybe even some billionaires out there now. I could have gotten involved in it early as well, and it could have made hundreds of millions of dollars. I am not going to be an investor in it and a holder of it. I am going to let folks use it in commerce because that's what freedom and free speech with money and true diversity and choices are all about. Until tomorrow night and until the radio show tomorrow, Lord willing, at 11 a.m., I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News. I want to salute Travis on the cameras, all the great crew back there like Rob Dew and Marcos Morales and Darren McBreen and Joe Jennings and so many others that make this transmission possible. And when you support the InfoWar, you're also supporting a revolution in media. So again, thank you all for supporting us, and go spend those Bitcoins at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund hardcore First Amendment independent media and blow the mainstream media straight to hell with free speech.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.